Today's passage is Psalm chapter 5. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. For there is no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out. For they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. As usual, we are reading through a psalm for our Friday devotional. Today we are looking at Psalm 6, which we learn from the header is a psalm that David wrote. Since the psalm is a prayer and a song, we won't try to break it down too much like with other passages, but I'll just point out a couple of themes that we see and encourage us to pray through these themes ourselves. The first theme running throughout the psalm is humility. David knows who he is praying to, and he approaches God in humility. Throughout the psalm, David constantly says, O God and O Lord. And in the midst of his pleas in verses 1 and 2, he rightly calls God by several titles. He says, Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I pray. Again, David addresses his prayer to his Lord, his King, his God. And that gives him confidence that God is more than capable of hearing his prayer. It's a basic, beautiful truth that we pray to our God who hears us and considers our groanings. He considers our cries. Just a couple days ago, we read in Amos that no matter where his people go, whether to the tops of the mountains or to the bottom of the sea, God is there in his omnipresence. David approaches God in humility, ready to give worship. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. Perhaps he is referring to a physical sacrifice of an animal, but more than just that, we know that God is pleased more with a sacrifice of praise. I think David can be referring to an offering of his heart because the first part of the verse is about lifting his voice to God in the morning. He names the character of God, focusing on his righteousness and how he cannot, how God hates the boastful and evildoers. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple in the fear of you. How does David enter God's house? Not through his own righteousness, but through the righteousness, through the abundance of God's steadfast love. He bows down in fear of God. Let's seek to imitate the psalmist's humility in prayer. God cares for our needs, but will we approach him first in worship and humility? Knowing that it's by his steadfast love that we enter his presence. That it's by the work of Jesus that we can be considered righteous before him. Let's have our bodies and hearts bow down before him and remember that we are praying to our Lord and our King, who hates the proud and those who do evil, but delights in righteousness. The second theme, which we should also seek to emulate, is the psalmist's trust in God. This goes along with humility. We know God is righteous, so we rely, we trust, in his steadfast love. David shows his trust in God by choosing to focus on him rather than his enemies. He surrenders his enemies to God for God to deal with them. That's why in verse 10 he is appealing to God's righteousness. He says, "Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels." In other parts of the Old Testament, we see David living this out by not taking things into his own hands. For example, he has a couple chances to kill Saul, who is seeking to kill him, but he does not do so. Rather, he trusts that God will enact his justice in his timing. From the last two verses, David is counting on God's character, that God defends the righteous and covers them with favor as with a shield. In our lives, we probably do not have enemies like David did who are physically seeking to kill us, but we still have temptations to take things into our own hands whenever we feel wronged or slighted in some way. I think a common scenario is, what do we do when somebody takes credit for what we did? Or another one might be, how do you react when somebody makes an offhand comment that puts you in a bad light? Can we remember that when we trust in God, he covers us like a shield, that he makes a way for us to focus on him? So today, let's ask God to grow our relationships with him in regards to our humility and our trust in him. Let's pray that we'll become more and more like David in this psalm, that we'd grow in our humility and trust. Let's pray. Lord, we want to pray through this psalm for ourselves, and Lord, we want to recognize that you are our King, and God, you are completely righteous. Lord, there is none like you, and God, we want to live more and more in this truth that that we can trust in you, that our righteousness comes from you, and God, that you provide for the righteous. Lord, you provide for your people. God, we surrender the ways where we may be tempted to take things into our own hands, to take control of situations ourselves. But God, help us to, again, just surrender our entire lives to you. Lord, may our whole lives be praise and worship to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.